Praise God. Welcome to hour two of the program I'm calling End Times Update, Cybertruck Bombs, Mind Control Murders, and Massive Deception. So this will be the beginning of hour two, and we have just cut into it 31 seconds. Thank you, Father, for your anointing and your blessings, and please, Father, help us all get ready. Because sanctification and getting ready is all about constantly examining our hearts, ourselves, understanding what sin is by reading at least one of the Gospels, and 1 Corinthians 5, Colossians 3, and Galatians 5, especially starting with verse 19. Father, help us to be as pure and sin-free as possible, and understand that we will never be worthy, but we can be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you at the wedding supper. Praise God. All right. So anyway, let's go ahead and continue forward with hour two. I wanted to be able to at least get through a lot of these things, but the concept of mill labs is very important because it's been going on pretty much forever. They work side by side. This black ops, black slate military group of people, I don't know how to respond to them, but they're specialized units that are compartmentalized, and they work side by side with reptilians. Absolutely. So, as a matter of fact, I can even pull this up. Let me take a look and see if I can find it. Let me run over here to radio shows, and let's see if I can find... let me try... Do, 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 do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I'm searching for... Oh, boy, is there a lot of... Okay. All right. So anyway, now, there's a bunch of ancient alien stuff, John Key. The one that I was actually looking for was a testimony from one of the underground bases. I wonder if it would be normally Times of Israel reptilian agenda, Hillary Clinton a Draco reptilian, Council of God, Hillary Clinton Grace. Ah, wait a minute. This is it. I found it. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So there was a couple of people that were very well known that worked at the Montauk facility, you know, Al Bleilich and some others. And this is a testimony, very, very rare indeed. I don't think you'd be able to find, if you could find it, good for you. You're good. If you can't, don't be dismayed. Most of the stuff has been taken down, but I'm going to go ahead and play this for you because this is a perfect example of military laboratories. Okay. Now, sometimes the mill labs are not only military personnel, or they may be civilians that have extremely high levels of clearances, like Phil Schneider, etc. With his, at the time, he had a Ryle A38 clearance. I don't even know if that clearance level exists anymore, because sometimes they change them. But anyway, let's just go ahead and listen to what these people have to say. They're actually being filmed at the Montauk facility. Okay. And let's see what they have to say, because these are the perfect example of mill labs. Okay, they are military-affiliated, highly cleared humans that are working side by side with, typically it's going to be reptilians and grays. Those are the ones they typically work side by side with. There are many other species that are involved in the fallen angelic mass murder of humankind, but... most of the time, the mill labs are populated with reptilians and grays, but not always. All right. As a matter of fact, Robert Vandreas Mitchell said that when he was sitting in Montauk chair, that there were Syrians there, and they had eyes that were kind of almond-shaped and, you know, kind of had that, like, almost fake eyeliner look of some of the beings that are carved into the various rock formations and such and various... facilities located in Egypt. But let's go ahead and listen to this.
But there are, the Pressens got three or four stories, and I don't mean to say a story per se, but cataloging of some of his memories regarding some of the forms you were involved in.
Mm-hmm. Well, within the mid-70s, you went down to about the second and third level underground at Montauk. This stretched out for miles as you got down. You know, each level built bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. In the bottom level, maybe were 5 miles square on a side. Mm-hmm. In the second and third levels, all of a sudden, there appeared in the mid-70s a UFO underground. Mm-hmm. A disc-shaped flying saucer. And somehow we believe this is one of the saucers that were trapped in the Eldridge experiment. Uh-huh. And, you know, Duncan says it potentialized itself, it took a number of years to appear. All of a sudden, in the mid-70s, 75, 76, there it was, solid. And it was sitting in a huge magnetite deposit, because there's a lot of magnetite out at Montauk. Mm-hmm. This, for some reason, disturbs the anti-gravity drive of the UFO, so it couldn't get out. It was stuck there. So, of course, this would be the first alien involvement. Yeah, spacecraft out there. Mm-hmm. Alien constructed spacecraft. Now, of course, there are some live aliens taken out of that thing. Al Bielek can tell you quite a nice story that he was involved in communicating with the aliens out that were underground. Mm-hmm. Now, later on, the whole Montauk project, when we started to go deeper into the mind aspect and the time aspect, mm-hmm. there was a lot of implementation of alien technology at Montauk. I personally believe that Montauk was most likely a test bed for some of the technology interchange between the aliens and the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. That they were trying out a lot of these great ideas they got. They're also trying to replicate systems and technologies they had on the captured crash UFOs. Also, I can remember I had an office in the radar tower. It was the first office on the second floor in the back. Mm-hmm. Next to my office was another office, and I remember, I swear on a stack of Bibles, I remember a lizard man in that office. It was His Highness Draco something. I can't remember the other name. Mm-hmm. And he was about 6 foot, 7 foot tall, had sort of like scaly skin, humanoid. He walked erect like we do. He had two arms, two legs. He had a tail, but it really didn't show most of the time. Mm-hmm. He had somewhat of a humanoid face, strange eyes, a big mouth, and, you know, looked like what you would expect if you're going to put together a lizard man. Mm-hmm. There was a being on Star Trek called the Gorn that Captain Kirk fought on this planet. This man that I worked next to sort of resembled that being. Mm-hmm. Now,
how did that strike you?
I didn't
that would have
to
be a traumatic experience. No? Not to you?
I didn't have that much to do with it. Mm-hmm. I call it it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether it was he or she. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have that much to do with it.
But you accepted his presence as something normal for...
What else do you do? Mm-hmm. You're working next to this thing.
True.
You know, how are you? Hi, you know, that sort of thing.
Are you going for coffee and donuts?
Yeah. He spoke in a hissy voice.
By the way, the person that's doing the majority of the talking, the testimony about, you know, the reptilian that he worked beside, that person's name is Preston Nichols. He also mentioned Al Bielek. Now, there are audio bites and videos and such. Like, for example, I'm looking here. Evidently, this is a TV episode. I don't know what you can trust and what you can't. But there's a lot of information out there mentioning Al Bielek. Not as much mentioning Preston Nichols. But nevertheless, it's kind of irrelevant. I just wanted you to know that that's Preston Nichols down inside the actual Montauk, or at least inside, who knows what level they're at, of the Montauk facility. He's doing the talking right now. Okay? Preston Nichols, here we go.
You know, hissed a lot. Uh-huh. And sort of sounded like he was loud whispering most of the time. Uh-huh. Then we had those little ugly things.
The gray type?
Yeah, and then we had the five-footers and the three-footers. We used to, get away, you bother me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was the way you handle those. And those things smelled. In fact, there's an odd recollection I have for both the reptilian man and the grays, the little grays. The little grays, I think the idea that's floating around the UFO community that they absorb their food through the skin and excrete through the skin is correct. Mm-hmm. Because my memories of those grays stunk to high heaven. They smelled like bowel and fecal matter and mm-hmm. urine. And we used to regularly, if we had to work with them, we'd pick the thing up physically and throw it in the shower and wash it. Because we couldn't take the odor of it. And one day, I don't know who it was, got the bright idea. Well, after we clean it, we'll spray them with Lysol. Maybe they'll smell better for a while. They got him drunk. He loved the Lysol. The Grays are going to the commissary, getting cans of Lysol and spraying it themselves with it. They loved it. And then...
Even though it's two stories, a good laugher, I don't know. It's great. Great entertainment.
And then the other thing that we ran across, I needed some sodium hydroxide for a special soldering project. Of course, we all know Drano is essentially sodium hydroxide. So I went to the commissary, got a can of Drano. So I took a glass, put some water in it, dissolved the Drano, and I was using this as flux of solid wood. His Highness Draco comes in, and he said, "More!" So I got another glass of water, poured some more Drano in it, handed it to him. And the Draco was getting drunk on Drano. How the hell they could stomach that stuff, I don't know. So finally, he really tied a rag on.
That, 2 out of 11.
He must have drank about 8 glasses of water made of the heavy, thick Drano. Yeah, I put enough in so it was thick because I was using a solder paste. And gulp. And finally, he came back to normal sense. He asked me, "How do you make that stuff? That's the greatest stuff he'd ever had." So I told him, "Go get some Drano." And they had to keep buying more and more Drano because the reptilians are getting drunk on the Drano, and they had to buy more Lysol because the Grays are getting drunk on the Lysol.
That's the reason why
the reptilians would get hauled down drunk on the Drano.
All right, so there's another 3 minutes or so, 4 minutes or so of that testimony, but I think you get the gist of it. Now, that is a perfect, absolutely golden, 24-karat gold, perfect example of a mill lab. Those are above top secret personnel, highly cleared, highly compartmentalized, that work with usually reptilians and grays. Now, whether or not there are other species of fallen angels that they work with, I suspect there are at different facilities. But anyway, all right, so I wanted to go ahead and share that with you to add a little bit of reality. You know, I can sit here and use the term mill labs until I'm blue in the face, but people, you know, they don't get it. They don't understand what they are. They don't understand the principles behind it. They don't understand that's where they work together to create alien-human hybrids, and they have purposes. And again, I told you I have videos live, you know, at least what they were filmed live at the time, that are on tribulationnow.com, again, two ends in the middle, and you're going to have to scroll through. As a matter of fact, I'll go there right now, and you got to love it. I'm just going to go ahead and open up a new tab, and... let's see here. Here we go. So let's head to tribulationnow.com. All righty. And we'll go ahead and log in. I had to clear my browser cache because I had a technological problem and it just dorked everything up. So things take a little bit longer. That cache really does help. So anyway, let's go ahead. I'm visiting the site right now. See if I can find the what I wanted to share with you in regard to the mill labs. All right. So first, let me just double check. Before we go there, I want to double check this one recent post that was entitled Invisible Monster in Trees, The Horrible Fog, and Much More. Now, I'm glad that I uploaded all these things into the web server because the censors are going to take all this stuff down. You can believe it. They don't want us knowing about these things. So these are live on that site. Praise God. Now, So again, I do highly recommend, if you do listen to this program, send the program around. Send the program around. There are people that are very, very hungry. Let me tell you something. Some of the easiest people, the most intrigued and easiest people to bring to Jesus are the unbelievers, because they know things like the earth isn't 6,000 years old. They know things. They're curious. Well, who are these aliens? They're teeter-tottering on this notion that they are our creators. And we are uniquely qualified to help them to understand that they are the fallen angels and that Jesus is our creator and that we do have our Heavenly Father. And why is it that God is interested in us? Because we are His specific sons. We were, you know, this is a big deal. And there are a lot of lost people out there that they can't deal with churchianity because they're not getting their answers. So they think of it as bunk. So what a great opportunity to be able to just take the email, send it out to people. They click a link. Next thing you know, they can listen to the shows too. But I do highly recommend that people go to tribulationnow.com, tribulationnow.com, and look at these videos. Just listen to what the people are saying in these videos, okay? Because while no one has the whole story, at least these help people to be able to see with their own eyes. Because people are very video-minded nowadays. And when they can see these things with their own eyes and they get some context around it, it's not, you know, they all know that there are aliens, but they don't know how to snap Jesus and our Heavenly Father into the grand picture of all of it. When they know that Jesus is Lord, the creator of all things. And just remember, the number one question people will ask is, if God is so good and this, that, and the other thing, why is it? No, the earth, God is using the earth to filter out those that love Jesus for all of eternity. It's all part of a very long, very cool story. And unbelievers latch onto it like crazy. So yeah, if you're talking to somebody who's a semi-believer or a churchy, well, you're going to get rejected. You're going to get spanked around. You're going to get rolling eyes. You're going to be humiliated, because that's what the churchianity does. But the unbelievers, they are fascinated and they want to hear more. I've run across that so many times, I can't even count all the times. So anyway, let me go ahead and keep on scrolling down, because I put up a lot of posts on this one particular page. Scrolling. Oh, fiddle faddle. Okay, so it's not that particular post. And I apologize. I wish I had all these queued up all the time. Nuclear threat, dirty bomb, false flags, and more. Okay, here we go. Maybe it's on this page right here. There's a lot of stuff on here. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So anyway, I want to get to the Phil Schneider testimony. Ooh, there's the Clifford Stone testimony. That's amazing, where they cataloged more than 100 different species of aliens. Absolutely powerful, powerful testimony. Now, let me see if I can find the one here. It's usually on YouTube. And
praise Lord, everyone.
Godzilla 7. Like I said, when I cleared my cache, it defaulted to all kind of stuff, and it's like not exactly what I wanted. But anyway, okay. Oh, no, it's going
to
happen
Lord,
again.
Everyone. Oh, welcome hallelujah. To the
so I've learned my lesson. I cannot do this way because of the clearing of my cache. It's really, really messed me up. I will try one more time.com, .com/... And I will search on, see if I can find it, see if I get blessed. Phil Schneider. And, okay, hold on a second. Lecture at the World of Aliens, Dulcie in Nightmare Hall and Dulcie Wars before his death. Oh, wow, this is a whole hour. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. This is 16 minutes long. Let's see it. Let's listen to this. This might be the one I'm looking for. All right. And if we far blessed by Jesus over this, and I don't know if we will be, then it will have some very interesting information in the very beginning. So let's go ahead and take a listen.
For research. That network is a total head trip. You guys gotta let me know if you want me to do a video about Gaia. I could do a whole series on them. Also, in last week's video, I set up the entire concept and mythos of deep underground military bases. Because without any context or preparation, I'm not gonna lie, today's video is going to be entirely unbelievable for most of you. But to be honest, that's exactly investigation case that was led by Dr. Leo Sprinkle, a professor of psychology at the University of Wyoming. Under regressive hypnosis, a mother, Myrna Hansen, and her son claimed to have seen aliens conducting experiments on a cow in a field. As a result, they were abducted, taken to an underground, a man who claimed he was part of the...
All right, sorry for the skipping around, but these, you know, when people are talking about these subjects, they don't oftentimes they don't focus on one particular subject and they jump all around and, you know, that kind of thing. So it gets confusing. Let's see if this is the part.
Infamous Philadelphia experiment. Let me know in the comments if you want to hear my take on the Philadelphia experiment. Phil told Al that his father was part of the Philadelphia experiment as well. And that connection eventually led Al to convincing Phil to tour with his own.
Okay, this guy likes to hear his own voice. All right, so anyway, what I was hoping to find for you is the beginning testimony, and I'll have to publish it on Tribulation Now. It's the only possible way that I'll be able to catalog it and get back to it when I want to share something with you. What I wanted to do is play the beginning of here, and what I can do is maybe I can try this. Phil Schneider Dulcie War. Okay, the Underground Director's Cut, of course, that's something that you can definitely listen to. Dulcie Bass Part 2, War Beneath the Mesa. Okay, so let's see if this is it by any chance. Praise Jesus. Oh, it wants going to go through this big advertiser's thing. I love it. Hallelujah.
In our previous episode, we examined reports from various individuals who stated that there is a secret facility buried deep beneath the New Mexico town of Dulce. But we deliberately avoided the testimony of one man who is arguing...
Okay. So anyway, so when Phil Schneider, I had this queued up for you on a previous show, but I don't want to hop around too much more because it'll just take too much time. But basically, he explains that when he was lowered down originally into, like, here's a podcast, episode 582, Aliens Attack, Part 1, Schneider. Let's see what happens here. Play.
ABC Wednesday. Tim Allen and Kat Dennings star in the new family comedy, Shifting Gears.
Dad, I'm broke and I need a place to stay until I figure out what the rest of my life looks like.
So, a couple of days.
When his daughter moves back in.
Monetization.
Walked out that door, you look back at me and gave me...
All right. So, I'm not listening to that. And I'm sure you don't want to either. Okay, so... Anyway, so Phil Schneider does testify. I'm going to have to queue it up. I'm going to have to put it into an editor. I'm going to have to, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. Really fun. Takes a long time. But anyway, so Phil testifies that he was lowered down into the shaft, which they used to bore out the deep underground military bases. He was the chief geologist with a Rhyolite 38 clearance that the Black Ops used to dig out the bases. Well, they were in the middle of, or in the very beginning, really, of boring out the holes to build the Dulce base, and they were lowered down into one of the shafts, and they ran across very, you know, tall grays, and he had mentioned how horrible the smell was, and I wanted you to be able to hear that so you would be able to link that horrible smell back over to the... you know, to the testimony of Preston Bailey. I'm sorry, Preston Nichols. So that you could see the synergy, because they tell the same story. Whether they're tall grays, mantis creatures, or short grays of different sizes, they have different sizes, of course. The problem is they always smell really, really, really horrible. And then Phil explains that he had a Walther PPK as a pistol on his side, and he pulled it out and he shot one of them and they died. And he said, yes, they do, ladies and gentlemen, they do die. Now, I wanted you to be able to hear that from Phil Schneider, because when you understand that, you also understand host bodies. So you can be twice dead, strange flesh, doomed to hell, cursed by God, but be in a body that's animated and you can kill it. And then when they drop dead, they go to hell. Okay? Well, that's the same as the giants. When they were killed, they drop over, they bleed out, and okay, that's a host body. Okay, so when you hear about the host of heaven, when you hear about, you know, these beings, even in the Bible, then it fills in all the blanks. Once you understand the difference between a host body being and a body that's in a spiritual body, it makes all the difference in the world to your understanding of what's going on. All right, praise God. So anyway, that's important information if you want to. Ooh, I wonder if it's on this page. I don't know. Let me just go ahead and see. You know, I know I have... No, I'm not going to fish around anymore. There's just no way. I'm going to have to queue it all up. All right, so anyway, that's the whole thing about the Mill Labs. The Mill Labs are these living beings that are fallen angels that are cursed by God, okay, that are under the command center, if you will, the command hierarchy of Satan himself, or the beast, or the dragon, or however you want to, or Lucifer, if you want to refer to him as that. All right, now, when you get all that stuff down, you have a pretty good understanding of, it is in the Bible. So if I go back to the main page, let me see if I can find the one that I want. Of course, it's always a fantastic challenge. I got too many posts and it's a lot of data. All right, it may be this one. Let me take a look. Let me just see. It is. Praise God. All right, so what I wanted to share with you was the scripture out of the Holy Bible that's talking about the host of heaven. In 2 Kings 21, verse 1 through 6, it says, Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hephzibah, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nations of whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he rebuilt the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. He raised up altars for Baal. He made a wooden image, as Ahab, king of Israel, had done. And he worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served them. Okay. Now, the arrival of the Anunnaki is a big deal. The arrival of that big copper ball, Death Star mothership in the sky, so that every TV in all 243 countries, including the island nations, is trained on it. It's going to be showing up worldwide, according to David Doherty's vision. Now, unless our father has relented and changed his mind on what he showed Brother David Doherty, David Doherty was standing outside in his backyard at the time that he saw the rapture. Well, if he was standing outside of his backyard at the time that he saw the rapture, he was standing an hour south of me, or south of Tampa, and Florida's going to be gone after the great earthquake. After Revelation chapter 6:12, okay, there will be a great earthquake. That great earthquake is caused by the Efren Rodriguez Vision meteor that strikes right off the coast of Puerto Rico. All right, that event kicks off the day of the Lord. Millions of good Christians will die then. Isaiah 57:1 will come to life like never before. Okay, but then there will be some Christians that survive, and they will be those who partake in the wheat harvest, which occurs after the 3 days of darkness for 40 days. Okay? And then, of course, you know, as it, you know, the stars falling from the sky like a fig tree shaken by a mighty wind are the fallen angels being kicked out of heaven. Okay, that aligns with what's in Revelation chapter 12, where you see the beast after the water. See, the beast tries to attack the woman with water. Okay, I always wondered about that last woman metaphor in Revelation chapter 12. And what's this water? The water is the tsunami, the 1,000-foot mega tsunami that washes up over the east coast of the United States of Babylon the Great and probably all over Europe and Africa and everywhere else. All right, so that's the water, okay, of the second, of the last woman that's mentioned in Revelation chapter 12. So little by little, the Lord is filling in all the blanks for us, which is really amazing. All right. So anyway, I did want to share that with you. I apologize for my hunting around for the Phil Schneider testimony that I wanted to share. But anyway, I want to get back for you. I want to get back to the news bites and see if there are any of these that are incredibly important. All right. Now, oh boy, there's an awful lot of noise. Lightning strikes in three places, the Empire State Building, the Capitol, Washington Monument, and then, of course, the white truck that crashed into the crowd in New Orleans had the word lightning on the side of it. It was some kind of a version of a Ford that actually had the word lightning on the side of it. So that gets kind of creepy and satanic. Then we also know that Elon Musk changed his name to Kekius, which is actually a demonic god of darkness. And he's using like an icon for his face that's like that Pepe the Frog. Well, that aligns to Revelation, 16:13, you know, like where the three frogs come crawling. You know, it's just too much satanic stuff to connecting the dots. All right, so it's pretty weird. All right, so there was a massive barrage of rockets that came in from Yemen attacking Israel. So Israel's kind of in a jam right now. They're getting slammed pretty hard, but there is constant and continuous funding going over to Israel to keep the things going forward. All right, but the attacks are going back and forth and back and forth. And we also know that right now Iran has said we officially declare war against Israel. All right. All right, praise God. All right, so anyway, there is also a report that says that the CIA has been pushing for an ISIS terrorist attack similar to that which happened in New Orleans. Now, I find that interesting. Whenever you're looking at the stuff like the Elon Musk truck blowing up, the strange white Ford, and all these people connected to Fort Bragg, and then you understand how mind control works, if you do, you know, where they can call them up and say some, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the person changes into a second personality, and then they grab a gun and they go in and do a killing. Okay, this was covered under Fritz Springmeier's book before he was set up and thrown into federal prison, the poor guy. He wrote a book on how to create the perfect mind control slave. So you just type in mind control slave, Fritz Springmeier, Springmeier. Okay, and you can read about that. So anyway, Pippi the Frog is Revelation 13:16. So I wanted to get that. And by the way, that's the new icon or whatever that the new global center of information, Elon Satanic Musk, is operating under. All right, so it's... Oh, and I did mention Carla Turner in the movie The Fourth Kind. That's a true story. I looked that up. I actually found news articles of, like, there's a scene where the police are befuddled because, you know, this little girl got lost. It was her little girl. She was beamed. You know, the house roof disappeared, and they stole her little girl, this lady. And I went and I looked for, as soon as I came out of the theater, I went home and I started doing searching. And by golly, if I did not find actual Alaska newspapers talking about that exact event that was shown in the movie. I knew as a fact that it was for real. So anyway, I got some Carla Turner, that's spelled with a K, K-A-R-L-A, Carla Turner. Now, she died recently of cancer, which is very common for people who research UFOs because there's a lot of radiation and all that. But anyway, one of the books that I have of hers, I have three, One of them is entitled Masquerade of Angels, and that's the one where the little old lady and the and her grandson at the age of 9 were abducted, taken to a mill lab, okay, in the middle of the night, and a reptilian tried to sodomize the 9-year-old boy. But the grandmother jumped in between them and said, "In the name of Jesus, get out of here!" Well, the reptilian got really, really angry, but it left the room and slammed the door shut. 2 weeks later, the little old lady was killed. Now, they were in the mill lab prior to that event taking place, and they saw the reptilians working with the military, the Black Ops military personnel, in the lab. They didn't know what they were working on, but they saw them working. So again, there it's the book is called Masquerade of Angels. And of course, you could just go ahead and get this Mill Labs book, Military Mind Control and Alien Abduction. I have not read it yet. Dr. Helmut Lamer, L-A-M-M-E-R. But anyway, so this stuff has been going on an awful long time. They also operate with the Men in Black. The Men in Black are very real. Sometimes they are recruited and drugged into becoming Men in Black, so they're regular people at first. But other times they are just a particular species of what's known as a Nordic, okay? They're very, they're bald-headed, and they look pretty creepy, and they wear black suits, and they drive around in black cars. It's a very creepy thing, and they're highly intimidating, and that is their job, to get you to shut up. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And the law enforcement agencies in North Carolina, Boone, North Carolina, are trying to stop the Amish from building more tiny houses for the people who have no place to live in the Helene struck areas of North Carolina. Can you believe that they're actually trying to stop the Amish from building those houses? That's unbelievable. I mean, come on. All right. So anyway, of course, there's the tidbit of news where the Cybertruck and the White Lightning pickup truck were both rented from the same location. That made a big deal for everybody. They're like, hey, hey. Then, of course, they link it back to Fort Bragg. And then now the information that's coming out and people are, which has made people highly suspicious, where the one person had said, "I don't believe a doggone thing anymore," in so many words, is because they realize they were taken. People that who have been investigating these things realize they're taken. These are not the perpetrators. These are patsies. They were murdered. That's how it works. It happens that way every single time. It's just how it works. We will never know the people that actually did the San Bernardino shooting. We will never know the people that did the Pulse Club shooting. We will never know who's behind these things because it's all orchestrated by the CIA, the Mossad, and the MI6, who are working directly for some of the most satanic, evil, baby-killing, adrenochrome-drinking creatures from the Black Lagoon that ever walked the face of the earth. Father, please, in the name of Jesus, get us off this alien demon-infested rock. My goodness gracious, it's just an awful thing. All right, Senators Full. By the way, I do highly recommend that you take the time, if you do have Prime Video, to look up Underground, The Director's Cut. You'll get to hear the very large amount of testimony from Phil Schneider. They'll tell you the whole story. They'll kind of play like they don't, you know, do we really believe this kind of thing, you know, trying to play the neutral, you know, but no. They tell you an awful lot, and they also show you, he was murdered. They always murder him. All of these. That when they eventually, they tried different things, and yeah, they murdered him. And you'll find out an awful lot about it if you watch Underground, The Director's Cut. All right, praise God. So anyway, the Super Bowl's in New Orleans. Some people are trying to connect the dots back to that. They have been testing the new jab for the H5N1. That is coming out gangbusters. There are already a very large number of states in the United States of America and other countries that are requiring masks. So mandatory mask wearing has come out. I highly recommend that you consider going to getget.unmask.com. Getunmask.com. Because there you'll be able to buy, I like the Ultra one, and look, I don't get anything for this. I'm just trying to help you out. You can breathe through the thing. You can actually breathe through it. We all know they're hoagy. We all know that. Let's not get into all the ifs, ands, and buts. If you get forced into having to wear one of these dang things, you're definitely going to want one of these unmasks. You can breathe them almost like there's no mask at all. And now they have an extra large, which is good for a person like me with a big fat head. Right, praise God. Right, kids? I got a big fat head. Oh, that was very nice of you. Oh, well. And I didn't even do any jokes for you guys. That's all right. You forgive me, don't you? Okay. Well, thank goodness for that. All right. Praise God. So anyway, let's see. What else do we got? Senator Kennedy states that he will. This was very interesting. So they were they had an FBI agent making a statement at a podium after all of these bombs were set off and the event happened in New Orleans. And Senator Kennedy, who I happen to really, really like, pushes the FBI agent aside and, you know, tells what we needed to hear, not the baloney that was coming out, of, you know, the fake FBI, whatever, entity. Now, what was very interesting about what Senator Kennedy did say was that they asked him point blank, you know, is there more to the story? Is there more risk involved? Are there going to be more bombs out there? And he said, well, I can't comment on that. And then he stops and he goes, well, I can comment on that, but I'm not going to. He says, I'm not going to. So essentially what Kennedy managed to say without saying it is that, yes, we are expecting more bombs to occur. And I think that that's a reasonable thing for all of us to be expecting, especially being that it's 2020 and all that. All right. So anyway, another thing that's mighty weird is Donald Trump has set to hold a victory rally at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. on January the 19th, one day before his official moving into the White House inauguration event. Okay, that's weird. Holding a public rally where people could target him? But, you know, for those of us who have finally come to an understanding of how dark the darkness is and the levels of darkness, it's very, very strange. I mean, Donald Trump also was caught, and this is all over Twitter. People are very, very troubled by it. But he says, our country is a disaster, a laughingstock all over the world. This is what's happening when you have open borders with weak and ineffective and virtually non-existent leadership. The DOJ, the FBI, the Democrat states and local prosecutors have not done their job. They are incompetent and corrupt. Having spent all their waking hours on unlawfully attacking the political opponent, me, rather than focusing and protecting Americans from the outside and inside violent scum that has infiltrated all aspects of our government and our nation itself. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves and for allowing this to happen in our country. Listen to what Donald Trump says after that. The CIA must get involved now before it's too late. Did you hear that? The CIA must get involved before it's too late. That actually came out of the reptilian Donald Trump's mouth. Man, it just never ends. The weirdness never stops getting weirder. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so again, there's the tie-in back to Fort Bragg. There's all this other stuff. People are totally onto it right now. I will say this. It's flipping out. Now, Trump started pushing for Johnson. There was a whole bunch of Republican lawmakers that said, no way. Mike Johnson is out. 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 He's turned over. He's gone against the will of the people. He has turned over the police state, the surveillance state, and he, and it's all true. But Donald Trump wants him. What do you know? And he made it too. Past all the dissenters. All right, praise God. Also, there's a lot of information out there about Biden's plan to attack Iran with nukes. Now, is it actually official? Well, we do know that they used F-35s and they ran some tests, some sorties, into Iran, and they were able to bypass the Russian and Iranian air defense systems. So there's already been two tests with the F-35s to see if they could do it, and they passed the test. All right. Also, Chinese health officials are leading hundreds, and indeed, it's not just hundreds, it's thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people into quarantine camps. Because if their digital ID and their social credit score is too low, they can't get in on any public transportation. They can do nothing but there's actually footage of an untold number of thousands of poor Chinese people that are being led directly into FEMA camps, what we would call FEMA camps. They call them quarantine camps. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So again, keep in the back of your mind with all the fuss that's going on and Iran declaring war against Israel and all the attacks that are coming in via missiles that were provided in many cases from China, etc., to the Yemenis. Okay, so all this stuff. The Houthis, I mean, it's all going on right now. Everything is a setup. There's even a person that was on Twitter that had tied the San Bernardino event over to the weirdness that's going on with the investigations about New Orleans and the truck, you know, the truck bomb. It's unbelievable. So all these things are happening out there. It is never ending, and it is getting creepier by the minute, it seems like. 2024 is the alien calm before the storm, according to this one guy named Russ Kohlhardt. So he's telling everybody, you think the events associated with the so-called drones and the UAPs and all the things that were happening before is the beginning? And he's like, no, it's not the beginning. It is just the introduction to what's going to be coming down in 2025. So we've been warned by people that are on the inside that 2025 is going to get much, much darker. Hey, just like Alice Bailey said about the rise of the dark hierarchy in 1953 from Lucius Trust. It's amazing how all these things snap together. Wow. Okay, praise God. It's very exciting. I think it's exciting for me. I don't know. I will be a little bit heartbroken, to tell you the truth. If Donald Trump gets into the White House and starts reversing everything and churchianity continues to praise him as their savior and all that kind of stuff, it's going to bum me out. Okay, if we're here much past June, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to spend a lot of time in prayer and praise to be able to pull myself through it. Praise God. Also, there is information that has surfaced before they killed him from John McAfee, the inventor of McAfee antivirus. And he tells people, do not trust Proton Mail and do not trust Signal. They are not private. He literally laughed and he said, ah, ha, 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 ha. And for those of you out there that think they are private, they are not. Okay, so anyway, these MI6, CIA, Mossad, all these agencies, almost certainly the tippity top of the FBI, have ways to get in to these various things like Signal and Proton Mail, etc. I know one particular person who is very fond of deleting their history inside their chat program. Doesn't work. It looks pretty to you. Hey, look, it's blank. They can't catch me doing anything. The problem is on either side of the servers, all that information remains there forever. So just because you delete it in your chat messenger, it doesn't delete it on the servers. It's all there for them to find, to go in and look. If you think that you dodged the red list because you deleted your history, think again. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, also, Elon Musk has come out and told everybody right on Twitter, very vocal about it, with his new nickname, God of Death. He said that anything that's negative or anything that I and my team of people construe as being negativity on X, well, we're just going to go ahead and, you know, what do they do? They take away people's, they kill their marketing, they kill their funding, they take away their monetization. So many people have been, Laura Loomer's been hit, Stu Peters has been hit. Tons and tons of people. I don't even know all of them. All right, because I don't monitor everybody, but there's a bunch of them. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So here's an emergency alert. Let's go ahead and take a look at this and see if there's any truth to it, or at least bring it to your attention. So according to this, it says, let me see how many minutes is. 3 minutes and 48 seconds. Okay. Oh, looking at the time. Nah, I'm not going to take it. It says, emergency alert. The desperate Democrats and deep state are planning to block President Trump's election certification on January 6th and trigger a civil war. Okay, so this is coming from, guess who? Alex Jones. So anyway, that's fine. Let's go ahead and move on with the rest of the things that are important for hour two. So David Icke comes and says something really, really deep. Really, really fascinating. And he comes out and he says, the Twitter files and personal experience show that the deep state controlled Twitter before Musk was exactly what they wanted. So why did they then sell it to Musk and lose control? And the answer, according to David Icke, which is correct, by the way, they didn't. They just changed the name on the door and entered a new phase of manipulation to ensnare those who formerly pushed back. Okay, and if you go ahead and you look at the stock ownership of Twitter or X right now, Elon Musk is only third. He only owns like 9% or something like that. Guess who owns the majority? Vanguard, BlackRock. Bum, bum, bum. Right? Yeah. So Twitter is not what we think it is. Nor should we have ever thought that it might. No wonder the Lord, it's so fascinating to me how the Lord really put the hammer on me. I mean, I used to make comments all the time in the beginning days of Musk's taking over of Twitter. And the Lord was like, don't do that. I mean, I felt so strong an impression from God not to post anything, ever. Well, now I know why. All they're doing with that is just making notes. They're putting it in a supercomputer so they can increase the number of people on the red and the blue list. The blue list are the people that they think they can reprogram. The red list, they just kill you outright. But we're, in Jesus' name, going to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before Jesus at the wedding supper. Hallelujah. All right. Let's see here. Oh, Representative Anna Paulina Luna has urged whistleblowers from Fort Bragg military to come forward and say what's going on with psychological operations over there. So she hasn't really caught up with the idea that they are totally patsies and it's a total setup, as it always is. Yet. But sooner or later, somebody will. But you know what? Same way as it always happens. Whoever is in power is going to make a visit. Maybe they won't be men in black, but somebody is going to, you know, kind of put it to rest. Don't talk about that or this will happen. All right. So anyway, I went ahead and did some searching to see how much the UAP spotting the collections of fleets of UFOs around the world has diminished, because there's a lot of people that think it's all gone away. That is false. Okay. So I did some searching and looking around, and it is just as pervasive as ever around the world. In fact, there's a really excellent video of a humongous mothership in the clouds, but it's very, very visible because of the lighting that's going around it. And I kept a copy of that one. Let's see here. UFO light beam. That's from a big spaceship. The fog. Oh, the fog is back. The evil fog, the poisonous fog, is back in Los Angeles, California. So they haven't stopped poisoning people. They just made that one big, massive 27-state Belgium, UK attack with the evil fog. And then now they're continuing in other areas. All right. Whitney Webb, of course, had a commentary on the insanity of Donald Trump calling the CIA. Let's see here if I have time to read this. Sometimes it's a little wordy, sometimes it's not as. So we'll take a quick look at it. And she says, the CIA must get involved now before it's too late. So she quotes Donald Trump. And then she says, a call to have the CIA involved in domestic policing from the guy who is supposedly being constantly targeted by the CIA, all because of an alleged, quote, terror threat based on groups created, bracket, and arguably still managed by the CIA, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. She's saying that this is the most ridiculous, dumb, jack and apes comment that anybody could possibly make. And she's absolutely right. Because Al-Qaeda and ISIS were both created, who? By the CIA and the Israeli Mossad. They are creations of, Hillary Draco, 12-foot tall Draco reptilian Clinton, Obama, who knows what kind of a creature that is, and they created ISIS, they created Al-Qaeda for their purposes. Okay, so when they're pulling out ISIS black flags and laying them on the ground, when they're doing the investigation of the truck in New Orleans, that is absolutely jack and apes ridiculous, okay? Because the fact of the matter is, whenever you see an ISIS flag, just substitute CIA/Mossad. When you see an Al-Qaeda flag, Al-Qaeda or whatever you want to call it, just put CIA/Mossad. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. It's absolutely nuts. If you imagine what you've seen thus far of them spreading out the, oh, it's ISIS, it's ISIS, this is terrible. They're evil cells of bad people that want to blow up our malls. This is just horrible. And oh, thank goodness Donald Trump called upon the CIA to help us. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me, folks? Man, you've got to have a frontal lobotomy to believe the stuff that's going on right now. It's unbelievable. Directed energy psychotronic weapons are on a killing spree, according to one particular whistleblower. Evidently, these directed energy weapons are being pointed at people that were involved in MKUltra-like programs, such as the hidden one at Fort Bragg. We don't know what the name of it is, but that they hide them. Lara Logan comes out and she says, this is the worst setup I've ever seen in a long time. Good Lord! She's commenting on the ridiculousness of the data that is surfacing as the so-called police are coming out and giving more and more information about the people that were in the trucks and everything else, the patsies that they killed, which they always do. Okay, so people are catching on to how absolutely insane this stuff is. All right. Also, there's a man by the name of Robert Newcomb who's talking about Iranian missiles being located inside the United States right now. Let's see how much of this I can play.
Missiles. Who knows how many inside the United States? We need to stop funding the Taliban. $40 to $87 million a week. The Taliban has set up multiple NGOs within Afghanistan, and basically what we're doing is sending loads of cash to NGOs that the Taliban had set up. We're funding our own demise, and nobody's fucking paying attention.
Sorry about that.
Nobody's paying attention. We tried to get it in the media. We got a little bit of hits. Most of them were from outside the U.S. We had a reporter out of India kind of cover it, but we've been warning about what's happening for damn near a year now.
So basically what the man is saying is that there are shoulder-fired anti-air missiles that are Iranian in nature. Now, who brought them in? Was it actually an Iranian person, or was it a CIA operative? The problem is most people don't really understand how the CIA works. They don't understand what makes an operative in a CIA. The CIA can go into Bangladesh, and they can grab a person who's in jail, and they can say, we want you to work for us and be an operative. And then they let them out of jail. They call them gray men. As a matter of fact, there's a movie on, I think it's Amazon Prime. But anyway, just look for Gray Man. Gray Man. That's the name of the movie. Okay, and that's essentially how it works. So it can be any nationality. That's why they're easily able to infiltrate countries like Iran, countries like Russia, whatever the case is, because they're actually hiring operatives that are from that country. Okay? So that's essentially how it works, and that's why they get away with the stuff that they do. All right, praise God. And then, of course, there's this one last, but very, very important. Now, keep in mind, there's much discussion about attacking the proactively attacking the Iranian nuclear facilities, before Donald Trump does whatever Donald Trump's going to do, shapeshift into a reptilian and say, ha, 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 I've tricked you all. I mean, of course, we can always wish, right? But anyway, the last one here is a testimony from a person who's a whistleblower affiliated with the CIA. I don't know what her exact role is, but she's talking about what's called the invisible bombs. Let's listen to this a little bit.
What they call the invisible bomb in the newsletter, and basically it was highlighted in December, just this last December, and it was Al-Qaeda's in the Arab Peninsula, so their branch in Yemen, right? And they basically were showing off. It's really interesting. The video got taken down right away, and then I think most people in the U.S. didn't even see it, so like TSA completely ignored putting out the actual piece of the video that mattered. And so the big piece of the video was teaching terrorists how to make a bomb that goes through a magnetometer. So, you know, like most airports in the world, you don't have that weird hand scan thing. You just go through a random metal detector. So this bomb basically goes through the metal detector, okay? So they were showing it off then. Well, now Al-Qaeda's advanced and it's in a suicide vest. But the interesting part is it doesn't just go supposedly through the metal detector. They made it with components dogs aren't trained on to sniff. So if you say, okay, well, we'll up our security, put more dogs, Al-Qaeda's saying, well, we've defeated that too. And this is the type of vest they plan to use potentially in their homeland attack that's coming up. So it's very concerning because we aren't prepared for that. I mean, most of the buildings you go into, even if they have some sort of thing, it already defeats that.
I mean, I don't think we're prepared for anything that's coming.
Right,
we're not. Do we have any preparations at all? I mean, from what I've seen, we have no preparations. We're going to get into more about the funding of Taliban. I mean, we're funding our own demise here.
All right, praise God. And indeed, we are funding our own demise. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so let me see here. Worship to the glory of God alone. How do I live for God? For God's glory alone. Hold on just a second. Let me see here. If I can find what I'm looking for quickly, as we're at the end of the second hour. All right, thank you, Jesus. Alrighty then, praise God. And I'm getting a lot of hits, but it's not what I'm looking for. Nope, that's not it either. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, so I'm going to do one more thing as an act of kindness and go into Gmail and see if I can find it there, gmail.com. And see if I can find Brother Kirk Martin's ministry. All right, sometimes it's a little tricky because you can believe that my computer is beyond jam-packed full of craziness, especially lately. But anyway, let's see here. His glory alone. All right, and there it is. Praise Jesus. So I wanted to share this with you. The web link is www.hotelgasingolfaradio.com. www.hgahisgloryaloneradio.com. And you can email Kirk at hgaradio.com as well. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is Brother Kirk Martin is going through a fantastic trouble. It has to do with his health, and he has, children and his wife to take care of and things like that. And we as Christians, are called, particularly in Acts 2 and 3, to help one another when we're in trouble. And so I'm sharing this with you because I just want you to know that if you feel led in your heart to make a contribution, to touch somebody's life, to touch someone who's really going through hard times. He's been a guest. Brother Kirk Martin has been a guest on Tribulation Now in the past. He's one of the kindest people on earth, and isn't, and aren't those the ones that the devil attacks the most? Well, praise God. If you do feel led, he would really, really appreciate a gift, and you should be able to get in touch with him to do so if you do feel led. And I just wanted to let you know that that is an option for all of us to contribute to. He is, praise God. This is interesting. There we go. Brother Kirk and his wife Leslie are the, what would you call it? The musicians behind this incredible song entitled Majesty. God bless you all for joining us for the second hour of End Times Update from January the 4th of 2025. Buckle up.
The one true king. greater than any kingdom that has ever ruled this earth.